For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Today, Pinterest's new augmented reality comes with a big promise for conversion uplift. Facebook loses the number one position for app marketing effectiveness. We will tell you who the new number one is. A new way to track audio consumers. Tumblr wants you to remember it exists. Wix integrates a new SEO tool. And on the Premium Podcast, with more stories, no ads, and exclusive deep dive weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes. Brand loyalty is nearly dead, but we have new data showing how to claw some of it back. It's Monday, January 31st, 2022. Happy Chinese New Year's Eve. I'm Todd Maffin from Engage Q Digital, and here's what you missed today in digital marketing, episode 551. An announcement from Pinterest today, their new augmented reality try-on feature is expanding beyond people's faces and into their places. The platform has announced a new way for consumers to shop with try-on for home decor. Users will be able to virtually place items from retailers like Crate and Barrel, Walmart, and Wayfair in their homes using the Pinterest camera to see how items will look in their home before purchasing them. Product and pricing information, of course, will be available on the pin. The new feature is powered by Pinterest's Lens visual search tool. It will roll out to more than 80,000 shoppable pins at first, compared with 14,000 shoppable pins with the try-on beauty experience. Many retailers already offer this kind of technology through their websites, so integrating it into social platforms makes sense. Plus, research from the company indicates that AR technology can actually increase conversions. Home decor is the top category on its platform, where 9 out of 10 visitors seek inspiration before buying in the home category. And Pinterest says users are 5 times more likely to purchase from try-on-enabled pins than standard pins. Shoppers are continuing to use Pinterest's visual search to find products. Lens camera searches increased by 126% year over year. The use of try-on for beauty by Gen Z increased by 28% and by 33% for millennials. The tool is available now on the iOS and Android apps, but only in the US. The company says it'll be available globally in the future. As the cookie crumbles, SXM Media is making a big move in ad tech. The company has announced Audio ID, a first-to-market listener identity solution that aims to provide marketers with new ways to reach, target, and connect with consumers, as well as a new way to buy advertising from brands. Here's how it'll work. Through the targeting tool, a variety of data will be stitched together to create an audio identity of listeners within the SXM Media universe. These anonymized IDs will be merged with all the first-party data that the company's gathered over the years from millions of Pandora, SiriusXM, and Stitcher users. The listener identity tracking platform will create these anonymized personas using information like user profiles, device IDs, IP addresses, other signals. With this technology, advertisers can access deeper audio insights in a privacy-first and listener-centric way, says the company, regardless of how they consume audio, on mobile, through their browser, through a smart speaker, or in the car. Who is the biggest beneficiary of Apple's new ad tracking restrictions? Why, Apple's own ad network, of course. Yes, it turns out the company's own advertising bets appear to be benefiting from its IDFA framework while negatively impacting rivals. And who would have seen that coming, am I right? A new report indicates that Apple search ads now outperform Facebook as the best ad network for mobile marketers on iPhones and iPads last fall. course, really no surprise, it's the number one player in iOS now that Apple's search ads have got full access to all the data. While advertising is a relatively small part of Apple's business today, the company has steadily built out its infrastructure in this area at a time when its policies are clearly affecting other digital platforms' ad performance. The tech giant has also indicated potential plans to expand its advertising with the addition of an ad slot to the suggested section of the App Store search page. And really, if it can better integrate products like the Safari browser with advertising, Apple has the potential to be the next big ad platform. Research has been reported by Apps Flyer. Tumblr, the forgotten child of social media. However, the platform is looking to make a comeback and is hoping to scoop up a little bit of your ad budget. Adweek reports that 2 years into the company's new ownership, it is looking to build the platform's direct ad sales business. Would you advertise on Tumblr? It could be a way to target a new audience. The company says that 74% of active Tumblr users are not on Snapchat, and 50% of them are not on TikTok. And here's a bit of a surprise. Gen Z accounts for 48% of active users and 61% of new users. And I know what you're thinking. Okay, that's all very nice. But how many users does the platform have? Well, according to eMarketer, monthly users have been declining since 2019. In 2021, the platform had 18.3 million monthly users. That's expected to drop to 17.5 million by next year. As a comparison, Reddit's monthly users are expected to be 2.5 times more than Tumblr's in 2022. As a result, it's no wonder social ad budgets are being spent on other platforms. The report suggests, though, that the platform's pitch for help could be working. While the company declined to give specific sales figures, direct ad sales on Tumblr apparently jumped 230% in the fourth quarter of 2021 compared to the fourth quarter of 2020. While the platform certainly has a long way to go, it could be one to watch. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Google has announced the launch of its new API for Search Console, the URL Inspection API. This API gives you programmatic access to URL-level data for properties you manage in Search Console, which can provide a new tool for developers to debug and optimize their pages. It also provides SEOs with an automated way to check what Google is seeing on your page, as opposed to checking everything manually in Search Console. There do seem to be some limitations. There is an API quota that limits you to 2,000 queries per day and 600 queries per minute. As this is an API and not a forward-facing tool, you will need a developer to integrate it into your agency's or brand's own systems. The web platform Wix and DeepCrawl have announced a partnership and the immediate launch of custom-designed SEO tools. With an app built exclusively for Wix, business and personal users can take advantage of DeepCrawl's SEO technology for what they say is better website performance. Here's a look at what you can expect from the app. Weekly crawls of your website, so you always know when changes might impact your organic search results. An analysis of your performance and where you might need improvement. And links to help you pinpoint where your problem areas are. The app also offers insights that until now have only been available to global enterprise clients like Adobe, Microsoft, PayPal, eBay, and others. And finally, attention, Google advertisers. Just a friendly reminder that Google Ads will be removing some query data from your search terms report beginning tomorrow. Google will erase all search terms collected before September 1st, 2020 that do not comply with its current privacy policies. That happens on February 1st, tomorrow. The company warned us of this change back in September. Do not forget to download the history. Howard Hessman, the actor best known for his portrayal of Dr. Johnny Fever on WKRP in Cincinnati, died over the weekend. While his character was fictional, the radio station wasn't real, and the news director's invisible walls were on a sound studio, thousands of radio nerd kids like me aspired to be Johnny Fever, or Les Nessman, winner of the Buckeye NewsHawk Award. Hessman had other roles, of course. He appeared on That 70s Show, Touched by an Angel, The Practice, and Crossing Jordan, but it was his role as Dr. Johnny Fever that captured the hearts of many people, including mine. Thanks for the laughs and inspiration, Howard.
If you've ever wondered whatever became of me, I'm living on the air in Cincinnati, WKRP. Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking, town to town, up and down the dial. Maybe you and me were never meant to be, just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.